This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you came here wanting the straight dope, no sugarcoating, no bullshit.
Yeah.
You're tired of the same old song and dance, and frankly, so are we. You want real info that cuts through the noise, and that's precisely what you're going to get.
Damn right.
Hmm.
Enough with the surface-level fluff. We know you're not here for a pat on the back or some watered-down opinion.
Nope.
You want to know what's what, and we're not afraid to lay it out.
Today, we're digging our claws into Andiamo Catering by Paravicini's. One of you savvy folks tipped us off about these guys.
Right.
And our mission, which we've wholeheartedly accepted, is to figure out if they're actually worth a damn when you're trying to throw an event that doesn't end up being a total snooze fest.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it, planning an event is stressful enough without having to worry if the catering's going to be, like, a disaster.
Totally.
We're talking weddings, corporate events, even just a killer party. The food and drinks can either make it unforgettable or a total train wreck. So let's dissect Andiamo. See if they're legit or just another bunch of posers in the catering world. They offer a whole range of services, so we've got some ground to cover.
Okay, first thing that hit me was their tagline, by chefs, driven by chefs. Now, usually that kind of talk is just marketing, blah, blah, blah. But with these guys, it seems like it might actually mean something.
Well, yeah. Turns out, Andiamo is the new gig from the award-winning teams behind Paravicini's in Sopra in Colorado Springs.
Okay, see, that gets my attention.
Right. Those aren't exactly dive bars, so they got a serious culinary reputation to protect.
And that's huge for you, the listener. This isn't some amateur hour operation run out of a garage.
Definitely not. Paravicini's has been raking in the awards for, what, over 2 decades?
Yeah, something like that.
That kind of track record tells you they probably know their way around flavor profiles and, you know, consistent quality.
It's not just throwing ingredients together.
No, it's about actual culinary expertise being the driving force. But the question is, how does that translate into a better experience for you?
Good point. You're not just paying for a name, you want results. Now, they've got a couple of ways they roll. Full service and drop-off catering.
Hmm?
Drop-off is pretty self-explanatory, right? They deliver the goods.
Uh-huh.
Perfect for when you need great food for a more casual thing, family, friends, maybe even those coworkers you don't hate.
Right. No need for a full production.
Exactly.
It's the convenience factor cranked up. You still get the quality you'd expect from Paravicini's, probably.
Hopefully.
But without the added cost and logistics of on-site staff. Ideal for those laid-back events where the focus is more on the company than the a perfectly orchestrated meal service.
Sure.
But if you're going for a more polished affair, that's where the full service comes in.
Right.
You're talking dedicated staff on site, handling everything from setting up a beautiful buffet to serving a multi-course plated dinner.
They become part of the hospitality.
Yeah, making sure the food service is seamless.
And let's be real, for those bigger, more important events, having pros handle the food service is non-negotiable.
Oh, absolutely. You don't want to be stuck playing waiter while trying to host.
God, no. Now, here's where it gets interesting for you if you're not into cookie cutter events. They brag about fully customizable menus.
Ooh, okay.
And they're not just stuck in the pasta aisle.
No, thank God.
Duh.
They specifically mention the ability to cater to specific requests, even outside their Italian specialties.
Like what?
Traditional breakfast. Apparently, they can nail it.
Huh.
That kind of adaptability is gold. It means you can actually design a menu that fits your event's theme, your personal taste, and, like, any dietary needs without having to jump through hoops.
But what does customizable really mean, though?
That's the real question, isn't it?
Yeah. Can you go completely off menu, or are you just tweaking existing options?
We need to know that. If you want a damn paella instead of penne, it sounds like they're willing to play ball.
That's what it sounds like. Got a bunch of vegans showing up. They should be able to handle it without serving sad side salads.
Let's hope so.
It's about getting a menu that actually reflects your vision, not just what's easy for them to churn out.
Exactly. Now let's talk about something that screams unique. their beverage service.
Oh, yeah, this part. Forget those sad, lukewarm coolers of mass-produced crap.
Right. Oh, this is where they bring out the heavy artillery, a 1962 vintage trailer that's been tricked out to serve ice-cold drinks.
See, that's cool. That's a serious statement piece. Adds a real visual punch to any event.
It's Instagram gold, let's be honest.
Totally.
But it's not just about looking cool. They got a full-on Italian coffee bar, espresso, lattes, cappuccinos, the works.
Oh, nice. Perfect for a morning event or...
or a much-needed caffeine hit after a long night. Yeah.
And for those who want to kick things up a notch, they've got a full bar with signature cocktails whipped up by TIPIA-certified bartenders.
Okay, so properly trained people, not just randoms pouring drinks.
Right. So whether you want a sophisticated craft cocktail or just a good old-fashioned beer, they've got you covered, apparently.
That vintage trailer alone is a conversation starter.
For sure.
Something that'll make your event stand out from the sea of boring catered affairs. It's those unexpected cool elements that take an event from just okay to... hell yeah.
Exactly. And speaking of hell yeah, they've got a testimonial here from a client named Daniel.
Oh, yeah. What did Daniel say?
He used them for a Christmas party at Mike Maroon Chevrolet South, and this dude was seriously impressed.
Okay. Spill it.
Yeah. Daniel said the whole experience was above and beyond expectations.
Wow.
The setup was wonderful and prompt. They had more than enough food for over 100 people, and get this.
Uh-huh.
People were actually taking leftovers home.
That's a good sign.
But the real kicker, his staff was raving, calling it the best Christmas party they had ever had.
Okay, that's some damn solid proof right there.
Isn't it?
It is. It tells you it's not just about the food tasting good, but the whole package.
Mm.
The service, the efficiency, the sheer generosity. Happy guests are the ultimate stamp of approval.
No doubt.
Now, they keep hammering home their Italian roots, and with good reason. Paravicini's has been racking up those awards for over 2 decades.
Yeah, I can't ignore that. That's not something you just ignore.
Right. Italian is their wheelhouse, their comfort zone. But they also emphasize this modern flair.
Hmm. Okay. What does that mean?
Well, that's the question. So it's not just your grandma's classic spaghetti and meatballs, although there's definitely a time and place for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Italian cuisine with a contemporary edge. They've got signature menus ranging from brunch spreads to elegant Italian dinners, so you've got options for whatever kind of vibe you're going for.
Okay, options are good. But what exactly does modern flair mean in terms of their actual dishes?
Yeah, specifics.
Are they using new techniques, interesting ingredient combinations? We need specifics. Vague terms don't cut it.
Totally agree. The brains behind all this culinary action is Chef Franco Pisani.
Okay, Chef Franco.
They portray him as a passionate chef, deeply connected to his Italian heritage, with a strong emphasis on fresh, seasonal ingredients. Sounds good on paper.
He apparently blends traditional family recipes with contemporary concepts.
Which, again, sounds promising. But we need to know how that translates onto the plate.
Yeah.
What are his signature dishes? What makes his approach unique?
Agreed. A chef's philosophy is great and all, but ultimately, it's about the food hitting the table.
Right. What are you actually eating?
Now, they mention appetizers designed to create a wow factor. I like the sound of that.
Me too.
Nobody wants those sad, limp vegetable platters that have been sitting out for hours.
Amen to that. Appetizers are your guests' first impression of the meal. If they're bland and boring, it sets a low bar for everything that follows.
So true.
And Andiamo seems to get that. Then they highlight their award-winning Italian-style buffet cuisine, again stressing those cherished family recipes.
That personal touch could be nice.
Yeah, it can definitely elevate a buffet beyond the usual lukewarm offerings.
And let's not forget the sweet stuff.
Oh, dessert, yes.
Homemade Italian pastries, bomboloni donuts, which, let's be honest, sounds sinfully delicious.
Uh-huh. Donuts?
Panna cotta, dessert cups, mini cheesecakes. They've got a whole damn dessert army.
Wow, okay. That's quite a spread.
It's like they're saying, we'll take care of that sweet tooth, no problem.
Right. A truly memorable meal ends with a satisfying dessert. Offering a variety of tempting options ensures there's something to please everyone and leaves a lasting positive impression.
Definitely. So, for our listener who's intrigued by all this, what's the next step? How do they, you know, check these guys out?
Well, they make it pretty straightforward. They've got a catering request form you can fill out to get the ball rolling.
Okay, simple enough.
They promise an experience that'll have your guests talking for years.
Bold claim.
Very bold claim, but based on what we've dug up, maybe not entirely out of reach. that testimonial was strong.
It was. They also give you their contact info.
Yeah.
They're based in Colorado Springs. Phone number is 719-418-2160.
Got it.
And they're available Monday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So they're clearly accessible.
Seems like it. So, bottom line.
Bottom line, Andiamo Catering by Paravicini's looks like a serious contender if you're planning an event on the Front Range and you're not looking for some basic, forgettable catering.
Yeah, you've got the chef-driven background from Paravicini's, the flexibility in their offerings, drop-off, full-service custom menus.
That vintage beverage trailer.
Can't forget the trailer. That's undeniably cool. And, you know, some genuinely enthusiastic feedback from satisfied clients like Daniel.
It feels like they're not just providing food. They seem to be aiming to create a whole damn experience.
Which is what you want, right? Especially for a big event.
Exactly. So, to you, our awesome listener who's ready to ditch the predictable and create something truly memorable, what kind of culinary experience do you want to unleash at your next gathering?
Good question.
How can a unique catering choice elevate your event and leave a lasting impression that isn't just about full bellies?
Yeah, think about that. Because let's be real. Nobody remembers a mediocre buffet. But a truly killer one. Or that amazing coffee from a vintage trailer. That's the kind of stuff that gets talked about long after the last guest goes home.
That was our show. Our life is dope and we do dope shit. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup. Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked it.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.